GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
The best.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the third hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy it on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And still to come here, we got to do a Totesac giveaway. We'll give away a two-pack of the Totesac here sometime this hour. All right, we continue with your phone calls about what you want. Scott is on the line in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott. Scott,
hello.
Massachusetts. You're on the air.
Good evening, Ian, Wayne, and Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind, Scott?
I was listening intently in the beginning of the program about secession from the United States. Believe it or not, I'm all in favor of your idea, maybe for different reasons than you. New Hampshire and Vermont are two states that march to their own drums. I know there's a lot of gun enthusiasts in New Hampshire, sometimes looked at upon as the Mississippi of New England. But put that aside for a moment. I despise our government. I despise it for a number of reasons. One of the things that irritates me, irritates the wrong word, that I loathe about our government is our young men that are dying in vain. And that's a cruel word to use, but I have to use it, in vain, for the United States, not for noble reasons, but for oil, for the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, for special interests, for selfish reasons that are dying. And Vermont, as you know, I think there was an article in the Boston Globe. Did you know that Vermont has the highest per capita of dead U.S. soldiers in the Union? Did you know that?
I did hear that somewhere, yeah.
And these boys are coming home with no arms and no legs. And I look upon it as a selfish government, a cruel government, a ruthless government. You said early in your program, would the U.S. government hesitate to roll in tanks? Absolutely not. I wouldn't put anything past this government.
Well, what would they do then, Scott? What do you think they would do at that point?
I think what they would do is what they've always done. Let me give you an analogy. Do you remember there was a case in New Hampshire a while back of a dentist and his wife that held out against the IRS
Ed and Elaine Brown.
That's
it was
right.
Actually a dentist and her husband.
That's precisely what they would do. It would be like a Waco, a much bigger Waco.
But you've
got
1.4 million people here in New Hampshire. If politically the idea of secession were popular, and it would mean it would have to be fairly popular amongst the state's population, then they'd have a whole lot more to deal with than just a couple of old folks living up on a hill somewhere in the woods.
They would send in the FBI, like Ruby Ridge. They'd send in the FBI, DEA agents, the CIA. They'd send in a ring of agents, and they would want to suppress it because they look upon it as an insurrection against the United States.
But it wouldn't be violent, Scott. See, this is one of the big differences between you and the hosts on this program is that you've got a lot of anger, and you're very hateful towards various different groups of people. Usually based on skin color or religion or something like that. But because you've got that anger issue, then it inevitably somebody with your particular mindset is going to turn to thoughts of violence. You think about, you focus on hatred, you focus on rage, you focus on anger.
I can't say that doesn't happen to me at times.
You focus
on everybody,
I won't double talk. Let me be brutally frank. When I mean government, I mean a Zionist-occupied government. And before you say, there he goes with the Jews again, look at our governments. Look at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Look at other Jewish groups forcing our nation into wars, sending our men to Iraq, sending them to Afghanistan.
That's not how I see it. I see a bunch of people who are in search of power. Some of them are Christians.
Some of them are
Jewish. Some of them might be atheists. I see a bunch of people in search of power. Some are black. Some are white. Some are Asian. They're up there in Washington, D.C., and they want to rule over other people. That's why they're sending people to war, because it's benefiting their buddies in the military-industrial complex. It benefits them from a political perspective. And it's all, you're right that it is selfish. Everybody's selfish in everything that they do. So there's nothing inherently wrong or right about being selfish. It depends on what you do and the actions that, that you take. And so when you, Scott, come from a perspective of hatred and anger, it's only, it only follows that you would think that there would also be violence brought about from the government side against a secessionist movement, because I think that your kind of secessionist movement would be a violent style secessionist movement, don't you
think?
Let's
be honest. Let's look. You call me violent. Look at Waco. Now David Koresh had a peaceful congregation there in Waco, Texas. He wasn't going around the countryside shooting people. And what did they do? They sent the FBI, DEA agents, CIA agents, tanks, and they demolished and bombed up the whole place. Ruby Ridge, they did the same
thing. That's all true, but they didn't do that to Ed Brown. They did
They would have done that to Ed Brown if he came out and showed a little bit more force. Look,
No. Well, first of all, if Ed Brown had used force, then yes, they would have eliminated him. That much is true. But Ed Brown was somewhat threatening in that he was building up an arsenal, and they knew that people were delivering weapons out there. So there was that kind of that aura of violence. He didn't get violent, but he was sort of
talking smack.
He was puffing up as though he were ready for it, were it to occur. But the thing that was different about Ed Brown, as compared to Ruby Ridge or Waco, and those were tragic, horrific occurrences that there's no excuse for.
Caused by the federal government.
Absolutely it was. And Scott, thank you for the call tonight. The thing that was different, however, is that Ed Brown happened in what, 2006? I think is when that was, late 2006, because we were pretty new here to New Hampshire at that.
I think about it in 2007.
Maybe.
It might have started in 2006 and went over to 2007.
Anyway, it was a couple of years ago, but in the aughts, and in the time in which the internet existed. Now, the internet in 1994, which is when I believe Waco occurred, the internet may have existed between some college campuses in text-only format. You know, you might have been able to send some chat back and forth and transfer a file or two, but it was not anything like.
It wasn't
like
the force that it is now.
Yeah. Well, you had Netscape back then, but yes, it was in its infancy, and it wasn't as widely used as it is today.
Yeah, you'd have had, I mean,
I was on the internet back then.
There were ways to access the internet, but
yeah, Mark created it.
It was a shadow of itself today. I mean, the internet back then doesn't count for this discussion, because the folks at Waco and the folks over at Ruby Ridge were certainly not connected, and no one was watching and no one was paying attention. The only way people found out about it was through the mainstream media, whereas the Ed Brown thing was huge on the internet, as far as within the anti-tax movement or the tax freedom movement. Word got out. People came from around the country to come and visit Ed and Elaine Brown, two strangers. They'd never met them before in their lives, but they felt connected to them, because despite the fact that Ed Brown was a paranoid, somewhat of a nutter. I mean, he was a nice enough guy. Mark, you and I both went. We went to his home. We visited Ed and Elaine Brown's home. I was standing in the guy's kitchen for a while. So we had some personal experience with this. We actually went up there, and they had a big party. I actually went up twice. There was the second time you brought even Laura out to, your wife came out. There was a big picnic and a party that they threw, and all kinds of people came up for that. The folks from our network, Genesis Communications Network, Ted Anderson from the network came and sponsored it. He was cooking hot dogs out there, and it was an amazing event. The Ed and Elaine Brown situation, as tragic as it is, because they're now both in federal prison for the rest of their lives.
They've lost all their property, everything.
Yeah. I mean, it did not turn out well, but it could have been worse in that they could have been slaughtered, and that didn't happen because people were watching. And this comes back to what we were talking about earlier in the show with Mark's pointing out that he doesn't think they're going to roll in tanks because people are watching. They can watch today in a way they never have been able to watch before. They can watch it live at quick.com as somebody pulls out a BlackBerry or their iPhone and begins streaming instantly to the internet whatever it is that is going on. Mm-hmm. They can watch it then. They can watch it later on after somebody's edited it together and put it up on YouTube. There are people there, we've got the Port 411 system that activists can call up and broadcast a message out to hundreds of email recipients and hundreds of smartphones as soon as they hang up the phone. So the technology has come to a point where it makes it all the more difficult for the violent people in the federal government and in local governments to be as violent as they might like to be, as they might fantasize about doing. They just can't get away with it now. 800-259-9231, because people were pretty upset about Waco and Ruby Ridge, and that's the reason why they didn't just move right in on Ed Brown and do the same damn thing to him. He was just an old guy.
Those two events were what galvanized the Patriot movement of the 90s.
Right, so the more violent they become, the more galvanized people become. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you like vitamins, say, ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All that and saves money too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up absolutely anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line.
1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. Live streams are included. The broadband version of the show and dial-up version, as well as a webcam. It's all there at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, the brand new Listen Line phone number is also listed at listen.freetalklive.com. To those of you that had the old number promo, for instance, programmed into your cell phone, make a change. There's a brand new number. You can get it over at listen.freetalklive.com. I'll give it to you here once. It's 760-569-7752. You can call that number from any phone, anywhere, and listen to Free Talk Live.
And if you're looking for gold or silver, please don't buy until you've looked at gold.freetalklive.com. We've collected several coins over there, ones that I consider to be good choices for people that are really just looking for gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency. Go to gold.freetalklive.com, and you can see the ones that I've picked out and the really great rates on them.
Let's continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Dennis is in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So, you know, I witnessed a train wreck yesterday, and I thought it would be interesting and informative to share what I saw and what I learned with your audience. And it wasn't a train wreck with an actual train, but with a great piece of legislation that is going to die.
Okay, what happened?
So, you know, it was the jury nullification bill that you, Ian, personally helped. You know, put a great, had a great chance. This bill had every chance of passing into law up until the train wreck.
What happened?
So, you know, I think when most people hear about like a pro-liberty bill dying, they think, oh, it's because of the Republicans or the Democrats or the Rothschilds or the aliens or whatever people think. But, aliens. You know, having just sat and watched this thing die, you know how it happened? Oh. Incompetent legislators. Specifically, a guy who just didn't dot his I's and cross his T's and was responsible for trying to push the legislation forward. You know, this bill had two parts. There was, number one, tell all the jurors when they come in that there's this thing called nullification and you have a right to judge the law. And number two, require that if a defendant wants to talk about nullification, that the judge not prevent him from doing so. Okay?
Seems like a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, two nice, easy, good things. And, you know, the way they do this, there's first a public hearing. And when that happens, you know, there was a lot of people from the public that were there, and lots of people had sent emails, which was fantastic and awesome. And you could really tell that although this committee, a lot of these guys had been voting this idea down year after year for the last 20 years, they could tell that it was public interest and there were enough new faces in the committee this year that, you know, that this had a chance and that people were saying, hey, you know, you should know what your rights are, shouldn't you?
Well, and they voted down because the people from the judicial system come in and testify against it, saying that, well, we shouldn't be telling jurors that they have the right to judge the law itself.
Would you believe that didn't really kill it? I mean, that put some fear and uncertainty into a lot of the people's minds, so much so that the bit that says every juror that comes in should be told about this right, that seems like a little bit scary. There could be anarchy and chaos. But the bit about, look, someone who wants to bring this up should have every right to do so for their own defense.
Mm-hmm.
That in itself, I had talked to each person on the committee, just kind of one-on-one, and, you know, some of them told me flat out, you know, no, I want nothing to do with this, and some of them told me I'm totally with you, and enough of them said, you know what, if it was just that, yeah, I could go with that. Enough of them that, you know, mathematically there's 20 people, and about 12 of them would have gone with that, and it would work. So all the person who submitted the bill had to do was go through a little official process of going down to the appropriate bureaucrat and saying, please strike out this sentence, and then take that piece of paper to the chair of the committee and say, oh, you know, I'd like to submit a little amendment to my bill. That's all it would have taken, and then the sort of standard procedure and rules would have gone into effect, and the first thing that they would have talked about when it came to decide what to vote on for that bill would have been, oh, the prime sponsor has this proposed amendment, and it would have been the amendment that most of the people were wanting, and that the Civil Liberties Union said was a good idea, the Liberty Alliance said it was a good idea, and it would have been real easy, and that would have come out ought to pass, and it would have been that simple.
But
the guy, even though nice guy, great guy, always votes the right way, super guy, and it's like you could no more be angry at the guy than angry at, like, someone's nice grandfather, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do it. Instead, he kind of showed up at the hearing, even though, when they vote on the bill, when it's not really open to the public, it's just that committee votes among themselves,
mm-hmm.
kind of like waving his piece of paper that hadn't been properly signed and trying to get the attention of the chair of the committee, who runs a really tight ship and doesn't like any of this, anything not in the process. And so the chair pretty much told him, nope, we don't recognize you, you're not on the committee, sit down, you know, go away. And the committee talked amongst themselves about stuff that had nothing to do with the bill, and someone on the committee had a different amendment that made everything very confusing, and the whole thing just went down in flames. At the end of the day, the people that are on the committee that are hardcore and with us, I wish there were like 5 or 6, you know, that's cool. They voted for the bill anyways. But those extra 3 or 4 votes that we needed, they couldn't vote for the bill as it was written. They wanted to see something like what we had talked about one-on-one.
They wanted to see compromises, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they wanted to see a little bit of compromise. We would have gotten, you know, what I think would be an awesome victory. Like, hey, at least you can go to court knowing. Like, if you do, say, an act of civil disobedience, you can explain the whole Rosa Parks situation.
Mm-hmm.
You can explain the whole prohibition situation to the jury. And the judge, according to the law, you know, kind of has to let you.
That would have been great. That would have been great. I think that it's important that if you're going to be engaging in politics, compromise is part of that. There was something that was proposed here at the local cable access channel as far as tightening the mature content policy. And, of course, I said that, well, ideally I would be in favor of having no policy, but I'm willing to meet in the middle at having just banning. Because the proposal was to ban all nudity, all profanity, all sex, and all extreme graphic violence from the daytime hours. You could still do all of that stuff during the overnight. And I said, well, I'd like to, you know, have it all, be an all out all the time, but you know, I'm willing to see just the graphic sex and the graphic violence ban. But I don't agree with having nudity and profanity ban because you know there could be newscasts that include those things or whatever. I had my reasons for it, and unfortunately, I was the only one to vote against it. Everybody else didn't care about that. But the point is, you know, even I was willing to make a compromise. But I think it's important to come to the table with something principled, and then be willing to compromise down from that. Whereas coming to the table with the most watered down compromised legislation, I don't think works. And I think what you're talking about here is an example of how it could have worked. He came in with something that was fairly principled, but wasn't willing to water it down enough to where something would have gotten through.
Or in this case, just didn't dot I's and cross. It wasn't willing, just didn't do the stuff, follow through.
He was just too lazy then, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Disorganized.
Thanks, Dennis, for the updates. Just why we need more people to get here and to get active and to get out there and do stuff. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Of course, we're talking about the Free State Project. We'll tell you more about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks, What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features include our Facebook profile. You can go to Facebook. freetalklive.com and become a fan there. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
And for those of you that are in college and thinking about what you're going to be doing this summer, and you probably should, go to libertarianinternships.com. They have internships in public policy, journalism, production, and this is video production, online production, all kinds of alternative media stuff. Go there to libertarianinternships.com, see what their opportunities are. You'll have to sign up for an account to get all the information, but they got the teaser information there for you. You get a stipend, which means you get paid, and there's housing assistance and seminars to teach you how to do stuff. It's put on by the Institute for Humane Studies, libertarianinternships.com.
We were just talking with Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance talking about a particular jury nullification bill up here that unfortunately went down in flames, but it looked like it had a good chance. And
Well, next year they can bring it up again.
Is it next year? I thought they'd wait 2 years.
It depends on how it gets shot down, but if it was voted inexpedient to legislate, I think they have to wait 2 years.
Now, is that the exact same bill? What if you bring up a different bill that has the same purpose?
I would think that you would have to wait 2 years, would be my thought.
So no matter, even if you change the wording, even if you change...
Is that what you want them to do with seatbelts?
No, I don't know.
Okay. I think that it has to be every 2 years.
Okay. Well, anyway, he was giving us an example of how it is that somebody dropped the ball and as a result, jury nullification failed this year. And, you know, it's going to be a slow process turning the political ship of state around. I think it's possible. I think it's doable here in New Hampshire. I don't think there's any chance for it in many other places. That's one of the main reasons why I came up here, because there was no hope for liberty down in Florida, which is where I was born and raised. And up here, I see that. I see hope. I see people getting active in a way that has never happened before. And I see it happening in politics, and I see it happening in civil disobedience. That never happened before where I came from. People tried politics and failed at it, and they're trying here, and they're actually having some success. So come on up. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all converging to the same place here in New Hampshire at freestateproject.org. As we continue, you can bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Now, Wayne, you had something here tonight from Jacob Hornberger over at the Future of Freedom Foundation.
That's right.
Talking about the Toyota situation with the recalls and the sticky accelerators or the alleged sticky accelerators.
Yes. He says, why didn't the nanny state protect us from Toyota? Would someone please explain to me how it's possible that millions of Toyota vehicles that had that accelerator problem? I thought the federal government was supposed to keep us safe from these sorts of things. Consider, for example, this page. He references a page which contains the federal vehicle standards and regulations issued by the Office of Vehicle Safety Compliance.
Mm.
Safety Assurance Section. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration of the U.S. Department of Transportation. It states, these requirements are specified in such a manner that the public is protected against unreasonable risk of crashes occurring as a result of the design, construction, or performance of motor vehicles, and is also protected against unreasonable risk of death or injury in the event crashes do occur. Indeed, what about those much vaunted car safety inspections where people have to wait in line for about an hour or two to get their cars inspected? And, of course, hand over some moolah to the state for the privilege of having a pretty decal on their windshield.
In some places, the state does the inspections. I think Maryland is one of those places. Up here in New Hampshire, it's private auto dealers or private garages.
It's just a perfunctory kind of thing. I mean, you know you're just going in there and paying $40 to get a sticker.
No, that's right.
No, they're going to find things that are wrong.
They do a certain amount of stuff, but... You know, is it really making the vehicle safe? What about this?
Yeah, since they're supposed to ensure that our cars are safe, hey, they call the safety inspection sticker, right? Then how is it possible that people have been driving millions of cars that are obviously unsafe? Do you see the problem?
We need more regulation. That's the problem, Wayne. There's just not enough.
But it's actually the same problem with respect to hundreds of millions of dollars lost by investors in the Bernie Madoff scandal. How is it possible that such a scandal occurred? Wasn't everybody in Madoff's line of work subject to federal regulations ensuring that this sort of thing wouldn't happen? Or how about the recent bouts of salmonella poisoning from hamburger meat? How is this possible? Isn't the meat industry closely regulated by the federal officials?
Well, you're not being fair, Wayne. See, I mean, all these regulations are keeping people safe. It's just that you can't catch everything, so we just need more regulations.
We need more regulation, of course.
He hasn't answered that objection. I hope he does. Go ahead.
Doesn't the Food and the Food and Drug Administration include beef? Isn't the purpose of such regulations to ensure that the public is not subjected to these sorts of things? As we libertarians have been pointing out for decades, the paternalistic state is nothing more than a big fraud and sham, one designed to convince people to fund a gigantic, bureaucratic, parasitic state that will keep them safe from the vicissitudes of life. Yet, as people once again learn, all those beloved regulations and regulators don't keep people safe at all. Bad things continue to happen in life, as they always will. The nanny society can't stop that.
Nope.
Unfortunately, the problem...
In the same way they can't stop terrorism and all that stuff, too.
Exactly. Unfortunately, the problem doesn't just involve parasitic bureaucrats sucking hard-earned money out of people's pockets under the pretense that they're keeping them safe. It's much worse than that. The nanny state lulls lots of people into a peaceful state of innocent bliss in which they think they're being kept safe from the hazards of ordinary life.
Mm.
Thus, people become less cautious and more gullible and thus are less safe than they would ordinarily be.
Absolutely. There are studies that show they've done these, I think, over in Denmark, that show that when you remove things like road signs, safety signage from the side of the road, that people actually drive more cautiously and accidents go down.
And that when people wear seatbelts, that in fact they drive less cautiously.
Yeah.
And if you want to, some people tend to doubt that statistic. I did at one point. If you doubt that, imagine how much more safely people would drive if there was a giant metal spike sharpened right on the middle of the steering column. I mean, suddenly people would start driving a little more cautiously.
Instead, they have a federally mandated airbag that they know will go off if they hit anything.
Right, and can kill kids.
And can kill kids or them sometimes, too. What is the libertarian solution? A complete separation of the economy and the state, one in which government has no more power to regulate economic activity than it does regulate religious activity. Would there still be safety defects, stock market frauds, and other such bad things? Sure, just as there are today. But the difference would be that people would tend toward developing a keener sense of self-responsibility and caution in their lives, knowing that the nanny state wasn't purporting to take care of them. Moreover, the free market, free as in free of all government control, provides its own self-correcting mechanism that tends toward keeping people safe.
Yes.
Consider Toyota. It's moving quickly toward finding a solution to the accelerator problem, not because some federal bureaucrat is ordering it to. It's doing it because of the threat of lawsuits and failing customer demand for Toyota vehicles. In the free market, the consumer is the ultimate sovereign. If consumers stop buying Toyota vehicles, Toyota goes out of business, no matter how big or wealthy it is today.
And I think that there's something to be said for what Jacob's saying here. However, I would like to point out, it's not like this is the first thing Toyota's heard about this. This isn't their, oh my God, and they reacted and they fixed the problem. This was where the formula sort of worked out, where it was cheaper to ignore the problem and pay off whatever lawsuits that might have sprung up around it than it was to do this recall of just hundreds of thousands of vehicles. I mean, it's an incredible recall that
millions,
they're talking about here.
Millions.
Yes, a few million.
A bunch of vehicles. And, it's going to be a very expensive recall. And the reason I think that this is so, that the Toyota didn't react in this fashion and just went about this formula, was because they are not personally, the executives that made these decisions are not personally responsible for their actions, because they're protected by the government's, incorporation laws, so they don't have the liability that they normally would, that they would for their own actions.
There's more to the story, right?
Yes.
All right, we're going to come back with it here in moments. 800-259-9231. Can the marketplace keep people safer than the government regulatory agencies? Free Talk Live.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-859-4796. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-859-4796. That's 1-800-859-4796. 1-800-859-4796.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only a moment remain, but enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and if you enjoy the program, you like what we're doing here with Free Talk Live, you want to help support the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. You can probably buy whatever you're looking for. They have dozens of categories, even used items. So head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. Now, one thing you can't get at Amazon is Manchester Brewing. Manchester Brewing beer made by introverted geeks with poor social skills and strong right arms. Learn more at manchesterbrewing.com.
Yum.
As we continue, Wayne, you've been sharing with us a story from Jacob Hornberger over at the Future of Freedom Foundation, who, by the way, will be appearing, as I understand it, at this year's 2010 Liberty Forum happening in March here in beautiful New Hampshire, Nashua, New Hampshire, Crown Plaza Hotel. Spend a weekend with Free Talk Live and hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people like Jacob Hornberger, William Norman Grigg from LouRockwell.com, Andrew Napolitano from Fox News, and a number of other folks there with a pro-liberty mindset, all hanging out, partying at the same hotel and having a convention during the daylight hours. It's a great time. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more, and you can use the code FTL to get a 10% off on the early bird discount rates over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. But let's continue the discussion here. It's about regulations, and he's pointing out that, well, wait a minute, how come these government regulations that we have, I mean, millions of them out there, costing who knows how much money, if the price of a car, he's specifically talking about Toyota at one point in the story, I'd be interested to see what price, what the percentage of the price of a car today is actually compliance with government regulations. You know, I understand that there's parts that are put into these cars, like catalytic converters, for instance, that are mandated by the federal government. So you're probably looking at hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on the purchase price that are essentially, they shouldn't be there. Otherwise, in the absence of the government regulations, they might not actually be there.
And actually, in the absence of government regulation and government collusion and favoritism towards certain industries, you might not even be running a internal combustion engine today if you had a real free market in both energy and transportation.
Right. I think that the marketplace may very well come up with more effective devices to make the cars run more cleanly. The fact is, now you have to have a catalytic converter, and who's to say the catalytic converters are the best thing to keep cars running clean? I mean, that's 40-year-old technology.
That's a good point.
So, I think that if people were able to hold executives and corporations responsible for what it is that they produce, the decisions they made, that you might see better stuff. And but the thing is about the regulation is sort of the compliance with the inspectors and things like that. It's trying to get your vehicle through these government systems, and that's what can be most costly.
That's right, because if you're an international company like Toyota, there are different regulations in America than there are in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, just bumpers alone, you've got to have a bumper that's much different than it would be in Europe. The regulations are very strict in the United States. But about 3 years ago or so, I remember that Toyota seemed to make a conscious effort to try to overtake General Motors as being the number one manufacturer in the world. Now, they chose that, obviously, but they let their quality slip, and you're seeing the effects of that now. Mm. But for them to actually grow to that point, they had to do it because of quality. That's how they got to where they were. And they're going to get back on track, trust me on this, because they are a very honorable group over in Japan. That's how Japanese corporations act in a very honorable way, the executives do. And I think that they just got a little too big for their britches, and I think their priorities were wrong for a while, and they'll get back on track.
So what's the rest of the story here, Wayne?
Well, basically, Jacob concludes the article by saying the nanny state, like the socialistic welfare state, has proven to be a disaster and a fiasco, and an expensive one at that. It's time the Americans restored a genuine free market society to our land by separating the economy and the state.
Well, I'm not sure that probably the only time there was a free market in this society was in this continent was before people came here. Maybe the Indians had a free market, but
more so than we did, right? Because the Europeans tended to be control freaks.
But certainly, the colonists had a freer market than they had over in England and the West.
The West might have been. I mean, the actual West, the frontier, might have been more free market than.
Oh yes.
So I absolutely agree with the conclusion, but I don't think he really addresses, and maybe it wasn't his intention, but I don't think he really addresses one of the big objections that people have when you talk about getting rid of government regulations, and that is, well, how are we going to be kept safe? I mean, because they believe that people believe, because they've been sold this bill of goods, that, well, government's here to keep you safe, and we do it over here on the terrorism front, we do it over here on the vehicles, and we do it in the food and drugs. And so they believe that all of this must be doing something. They believe that it must be having some sort of a positive effect. And, yeah, sure, mistakes are going to happen. The regulators can't catch everything. So more regulations are necessary in order to stop these problems. And, of course, we're sitting here saying, well, no, not more regulations, more freedom. And that, to some people, sounds very scary. It sounds like, oh, my gosh, you guys are crazy. I mean, if we just let people make whatever products and sell whatever products they want to, then there'll be all kinds of scam artists out there taking advantage of people and using inferior quality and ripping people off. And, you know, because their viewpoint of the business owner is that the business owner is trying to pull one over on you. And, at any point in time, will do whatever they can to screw over their customers. It's a very negative mindset, but one that exists probably because of government indoctrination.
Sure. But, you know, there's a small percentage of people that will do that. But if you want to have a long-term viable business, then you have to satisfy your customer and you have to treat them right. That's a fact of life in business. So, yeah, you're going to have people, but you have people doing that now. Look at Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff, the financial industry is one of the most heavily regulated industries we have, and yet that still happened. This man was the chairman of the NASDAQ. So if you're going to invest money, you see this guy who's got this firm, he's the chairman of the NASDAQ, aren't you going to think, well, they're probably safe? I mean, he's connected, right? Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, he was a scam artist just the same.
You're right. There's no shortage of scam artists out there, whether we're talking about someone as noteworthy, if you will, or as big named as
Bernie Madoff. The biggest scam artist in the world, in America ever, was prior to Bernie Madoff, was this fellow named Ponzi. I can't remember what his first name was.
Charles Ponzi.
Charles Ponzi. And, well, he was so successful, the United States government decided to base its Social Security system on his scheme. In fact, if you look up what a Ponzi scheme is, mm-hmm. and then look up Social Security, you'll find out that it is, in fact, a Ponzi scheme. And, who's the biggest scam artist?
The government.
Who are the scam artists here? I mean, obviously, the people that are protected from their the consequences of their actions are going to be the worst scam artists, and that's what we've got.
Clearly, that's all true. But the objection still needs to be, I think, addressed, and that is that, well, what about those people? How would they be dealt with? Okay, let's acknowledge they're going to exist either way. Clearly, they're here today. Scam artists are all over the place.
It's still fraud. I mean, one of the primary rules, even in a free society, is you don't perpetrate fraud or force against other people. So
okay, that's one
that
thing.
Is fraud.
That's one thing. And the other thing is, so you could suggest there would be judicial remedies to that and courts and arbitration, things like that. But you can also point out that the marketplace does the best regulation. When it's allowed to do so, the marketplace does this. And I think we touched on this on last night's program, in that there are companies like UL, Underwriters Laboratories, and there's also ETL, that's another one. There are a number of them out there. Zagat's for restaurants and various different certification organizations that companies submit their products to for the seal of approval, because it's just not enough for a company, no matter what their reputation, it's just not enough for them to have a good reputation and market their products.
The Better Business Bureau is a great one.
They have to, that's another one. Mm-hmm. They have to have somebody else stand behind them and say, somebody else with a wider reputation stand behind them and say, yes, we've looked at this product. It is a good product. We're putting our seal of approval on it. Otherwise, it won't be marketed. If Black & Decker makes a new coffee maker and they don't go through the UL process to get it sealed, then Walmart is not going to stock the Black & Decker coffee maker. If they've already stocked a whole bunch of other coffee makers made by that same brand. If that one model doesn't have that seal, it will not make it to the shelf. So that's one example of how the marketplace on its own self-regulates to keep people safe.
By contrast, look at all the drugs that have been approved by the FDA, a government agency, that have killed or maimed people.
Mm. Yeah. So
because
you don't,
they don't have to worry, by the way, they don't have to worry about commercial success at the FDA. So therefore, it doesn't matter if one slips by the cracks, they don't have to worry about being defunded by the marketplace.
Exactly. Whereas if UL makes a mistake, then they're on the line, their reputation is on the line, and so they're very cautious about putting their seals of approval on things. Hey, we've got to give you a Totosac before we head out the door here. We're going to give you a special contest line. It's 603-435-1105, 603-435-1105, and we're going to give a two-pack of the Totosac away to caller number two. 603-435-1105. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we'll be joining you again tomorrow night, so join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. 603-435-1105. Call now to win a Totosac.
I want my Totosac.
The highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson, is now available at swordmovie.com. The number one movie on iTunes is now available on a two-disc set that includes hours of swordplay instructional videos, behind-the-scenes footage, exclusive interviews, and a documentary on the making of a real sword. Visit swordmovie.com today for your chance to win one of many real historical replica swords, as well as the wonderful Force Effects lightsabers from Hasbro.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.